You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Since 2013, two Boise women have joined forces to become Lady Business. This is a comedic duo, and they have performed from Seattle to Dublin. Lady Business looks at the everyday struggle of things like gravy boats and carpool to the more eccentric, you know, like stalking the ice cream man, to being hauled away in a porta potty. This dynamic duo will be performing in Boise this coming weekend. And joining me live in studio are the women behind Lady Business, Alicia Donahue and Jinx Jenkins. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for having us.
So how in the world did you get into the comedy business? Was this something that both of you always kind of wanted to do?
No.
Like, no, maybe, end of conversation.
Maybe yes, but we didn't know it.
That's true.
We didn't realize it until now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I mean,
6 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not right, ago. Right this second is when we.
Right now on my show, you were like, wait a minute.
You know,
we're comedians.
I want to be a comedian.
We should be comedians.
We should do it.
Let's do it.
Today, right now. So how did it happen? I mean, did the two of you just meet and have a connection, or how did that work out?
Yeah, well, we got involved with, there's an annual comedy competition in Boise for brand new comedians, which mm-hmm. we now are in charge of. It's mm-hmm. called Boise's Funniest Person, which happens every Saturday in July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not just brand new comedians. That's like people off the street
yeah.
who have never
Stop.
Told a joke, been
yeah.
on stage ever.
Mm-hmm.
You audition, you do this competition, and then you are taught, basically like boot camp taught, how to write jokes, how to be a comedian, and you do it in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So that's a thing that happens, which is coming up again in July. You can watch Facebook for audition mm-hmm. dates,
audition
if you're interested.
So is this
in doing
how
that.
The two of
but
you met?
That's how we started.
This?
Yeah,
was that
we both started.
Had,
we
yeah.
both auditioned. We were in the top 20, and mm-hmm. then we met at like 3 days before the first show. We met and instantly we're like, oh yeah, okay,
we're gonna be friends.
Yeah, we're people.
Okay, mm-hmm. you found your person.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so then what is your kind of brand of comedy? I mean, what sets you apart and makes you unique?
Well, that's an important question, Gemma, and I'm so glad you asked.
I'm so mm-hmm. glad I did too.
We you can't pigeonhole Lady Business.
We've looked for things to compare ourselves to. Like, so we can tell people we're kind of like X. We're kind
right.
of like this. There really
we can't find
there
it.
Isn't anything.
We do sort of a blend of stand up and sketch and
music.
Yeah, there's a lot of wigs.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
There's some show tunes.
It's almost vaudeville.
Yeah.
And so what did you do before comedy?
Well,
I mean, did you
I
have regular
jobs?
I mean, did you, you know, I mean, was it one day you woke up and you said, I want to audition for this comedy boot camp? I mean, that sounds so like literally my heart started pounding when
oh,
you
yeah.
talked
right.
about it.
No, that's why I did it, is because I was terrified of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this thing was happening and several people texted and said, you should do this, mm-hmm. you should do this. And I was like, no chance. And then I was like, you know what, Alicia? If
well,
you're so scared of this,
let's put it this way, Alicia. You've got four kids, so there's nothing
oh,
that
come
should
at me.
Scare you.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Ever.
No. Yeah.
No.
That's,
I mean, that's
absolutely true.
And we both had a theater background.
Right.
We'd both performed before.
Okay.
So that part wasn't really that intimidating, but we had always said other people's words,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. Like, we
yeah,
always
yeah.
were
right.
scripts and songs and things, and that we were like, oh my gosh, we get to talk about what we deal with all the time,
yeah.
and we just get to say what we want. That was brand new.
So what was that like then? Because that's a great point, Jinx, that it's like, even in theater and all of that, it is... it's everything that someone else has done.
Mm-hmm.
So was it almost just freeing to all of a sudden be able to talk about your stuff?
Oh, no, that's terrifying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you're in a play and you're, you know, performing somebody else's script
and somebody doesn't
like it,
yeah.
well, then that's like, well, that's,
you know, your
whatever.
Performance was fine.
But if somebody
matter.
Doesn't like your jokes about your life and your
oh.
stuff, it's hard not to take that
yeah.
personally. You got to have a pretty thick skin, which is, I think...
in general, in comedy,
yeah.
is kind of a rule, so...
But, you know, being moms and having a bunch of kids...
We got thick skin.
We've got thick
yeah.
skin.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. Okay, so who got hauled away in the porta potty?
That was
Oh,
me.
That was her. Yeah,
yeah,
that was Alicia.
That was at Tree Fort a few years ago. Yeah.
How did this happen?
Well... well... I was in a porta potty and it started, you know, shaking and rattling. And I thought, you know, like, you know, all the youths that are around.
Oh, they're shaking.
I thought it was like a, you know, like
a prank.
Yeah, Steve-O situation. But it turned out what had happened was it was one of the maintenance guys were trying to haul away the porta potty that I was currently occupying to a second location. Never go to a second location.
Mm-mm. Ever, even in the porta potty.
No, and he just didn't bother to check the vacant or occupied latch.
So did you literally get moved?
He was on the way, and I kicked
Listen,
the door
she
open.
She can make a fuss.
Oh,
don't worry.
Yeah.
They knew.
They were
knew
aware.
For sure.
I kicked the door open, and I educated this gentleman.
Okay. You knock before you do something like that.
Yeah.
But we always have a scheme rolling. We've got something going on because we're talking about all this stuff, and we do it in such a weird way that we're always just purposefully putting ourselves in situations to just have some crazy thing happen. We have a stakeout bag we keep in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, because who doesn't? You know?
Yeah.
Sure.
We always just have something going on.
Well, you have teenagers, so I think you're legit
a
stakeout.
Yeah, we are a walking, like, the let's make a deal where they're like, who has a ping pong ball in their purse? We've got
everything.
Because we use a lot of props. We use a lot of wigs. We use a lot of stuff. We probably have fake mustaches in our car right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. Mm-hmm. I'm talking with Alicia Donahue and Jinx Jenkins. They're also known as the comedy team Lady Business. So you start this in 2013. Mm-hmm. Here you are in Boise. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's not like, you get a gig in Seattle. You got to get a gig in Dublin, as in Ireland.
Yeah, Dublin, Ireland. That was five or six years ago.
Yeah, that was pretty early on.
Yeah. We just performed for the first time at the world-famous Hollywood Comedy Store. That was pretty exciting.
That was very
exciting.
That was,
yeah.
That was super exciting.
So when the two of you started this 6 years ago, I mean, I'm sure you had, this would be great if people kind of knew who we were. Did you have any idea that you would end up
so famous?
No,
so Gemma, we didn't.
Famous.
We had no idea.
I knew.
Well,
something
got you.
We did. We knew, but our line is we didn't know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You have to tell people because you have to. Yeah. Well, no.
Humble.
Of course, we didn't.
We're
just
so
be humble. You also have a podcast.
Yes, we started as a podcast before we got on stage together.
Okay.
We were performing separately, and then we started a podcast together, and then we decided we should be doing this on stage, and then we started performing together. Mm-hmm. So we did that podcast for 2 years.
Yeah. And then we got so ridiculously
really
famous.
Really, so
famous,
Gemma.
We didn't know what to do. So we kind of discontinued that, but we have a new one. Mm-hmm. That's
in
starting
production
in production
right now.
It'll be on all your
Can
all
you
your
talk about it yet?
It's for book lovers who don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
You can just read books really fast to me.
We're constantly finding books we want to read, but constantly not reading them. So
yeah.
We figured
out
a way to...
So we're
going to
have kind of a book club.
Mm-hmm. Because let's talk about that.
Let's do.
Okay? Mom to mom, right?
Yeah.
I love to read. Book nerd, love to read.
Yeah.
And then these small humans came into my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you read the same paragraph over and over. That's how it works.
And when they're little, you can't even get through a magazine.
No. So you just make lists of books you want to read because they sound interesting.
Yeah, you dream about them.
Right. So we just made that list for everyone, and then we'll just figure it all out so that...
Yeah.
It's kind of like the movies, right? It's
yeah.
the same
yeah.
thing. Like when...
Oh.
Come on now.
I haven't watched a movie and... Come on.
No. You've watched a movie. It's animated.
Right. I take that back. I've seen Frozen a million times.
That's true.
Right.
Of course
that's
you have. The Incredibles, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this idea that you're going to give us a space to be able to actually learn something.
Yeah, you'll get the whole...
That's...
I mean, you'll learn.
Okay, we're going to go with that.
You might not learn exactly what the book says, but you'll learn.
Yeah, you will learn something.
You'll learn.
Yeah. It's going to be called, I think we've settled on, Overbooked.
Overbooked.
Overbooked is the
name of our new podcast. Well, that just says it all.
Yeah. Right? Wherever you listen to podcasts, you'll find it.
That covers the whole gamut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do your kids think you're funny?
Ooh, good question.
Because my kids don't think I'm funny.
I think our kids think we're funny, but I don't think that they believe us that other people do.
Yeah, I think they think we're funny when we're not trying to be funny.
Okay.
Yeah, when we're just being silly moms.
Because my oldest, he does not find he tolerates me in his life, and he's tolerated me in his life from the moment
he
was born.
Will you bring the food?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, pretty much, right? I mean, to the point where this one day he asked me, he goes, "Do you know anybody famous?" And I was like, I'm a little bit. I was kind of like, a little bit. And he looked at me and he says, and I kid you not, this was a couple months ago. He says, yeah, like somebody who's actually really famous. And I was like, but no, seriously. I was like, people actually, like, I said, in parts of Idaho,
yeah,
people kind of know who I am. And he was like, no, so you're not famous. You're not funny. I don't even understand what you do on that show. And why would anyone listen?
Well, I'll say this. We won the Boise Weekly Reader Best of Boise thing. And when our picture was in the Boise Weekly for my two younger kids, that was like,
you were legit.
You were in the newspaper. There is a picture. They took it to school to like prove to their friends that we were actually like noteworthy.
They are very proud.
They are
very like, that's very cool. We're proud.
As long as we don't show up
anywhere.
Okay. Yeah. Can you talk about them? Like, do they allow you?
I paid my children $5 a piece to tell any joke I want. They took the money. That's a contract as far as I'm concerned.
My kids are too young to know the difference.
No.
I just do it. Although we did find out that my son had been having a comedy show at recess at his school with his friend, and no one told me for like months.
Stop it.
He had been doing this, and they'd been having it. He had a bit that was going really well, and they were inviting people.
And they won't book us.
They won't book us. I said, can we just stop by and do a guest spot at recess? And they were like, No.
Because really, Mom, I'm the funny one.
I'm the one. Sorry.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Didn't even mention it.
So you are performing this weekend at Liquid Lounge in downtown Boise.
Yep, in Bodo.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week. That's, if you're listening in the future, March 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. I'm sorry you missed it.
But if you're listening to us in podcast form and it's a month from now, you missed that.
Sorry, too bad.
And you're just going to have to find him another time.
Yeah.
It has been so great talking to the two of you.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
We're big fans.
Tell your son.
I'm going to tell my son.
Yeah, you do. Tell him. We've been nervous all morning because we're huge fans.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
See, you just made my day.
Oh.
I've been talking with Jinx Jenkins and Alicia Donahue. They are the comedy duo Lady Business.